This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. Happy November 1st. Happy Halloween. Happy end of October. Happy end of the most chaotic month. I think one of the most chaotic months I've had this year. Just a wild ride October was. Just really ups and downs. So much change for me. Crazy. Just absolutely crazy. But I hope everyone's doing well. I'm feeling decently good. It's Monday right now. It's Halloween. I literally went out Friday, Saturday, and yesterday. So I am absolutely parking my ass at home tonight and watching a scary movie and not doing anything. So I'm exhausted. Like I literally just barely slept. I've been just in a whirlwind and all the different costumes and dressing up. And like, it's so much fun. I absolutely love Halloween, but it's also just such a chaotic and crazy holiday, and it felt like this year was just like extra insane. Like, I don't know why, maybe because it's like post-COVID, like, you know, we're all like just jazzed about dressing up and going out and going crazy, but I just feel like everyone was like dressing up and showing up and partying, and like, I don't know, it was just a lot of that this year. So I'm tired, but I also feel decently good. It's a better morning than I've been having. I've just been going through so much in my personal life, and I just have a very intense but very intriguing and very real raw episode today. And I'm starting off this, so it's okay. So basically, a few days ago, someone messaged me on Instagram, DM'd me, and was like, "Hey, girl, just letting you know that, you know, you're popping up on this like influencer Reddit page, and I just wanted to like send it to you and show you." And I went on it, and oh my God, I was like, my heart was racing. I was just like, I felt so uncomfortable and mad and upset, like all these different emotions. And I know that like you're not supposed to look at stuff online. I also didn't think it didn't matter. I was like, why would I be online? Like, I'm not that big of a fucking person or public figure or whatever. But I guess it's just like a niche little Reddit forum. But just like some of the stuff I was reading and like the things I was spiraling, I was like, oh my God, like, of course, like I am a pretty decently confident-ish person, and like I share my life online and I share everything, it feels like. But I don't know, I just felt like a slap to the face, because it felt like not only, you know, are people misreading and making up lies about me and making up all this stuff, but it just felt like all of my efforts to be super vulnerable and transparent and make content that is of quality and stuff like that just like doesn't matter. So it felt so weird to read, and I know you're not supposed to do that. I've learned my lesson, but like I couldn't not. Like, I don't know, it was in front of my face. Like, I'm a human, you know? So I read it all though, and it's been updated even just like yesterday or 2 days ago. So there's even more shit, because I posted on my Instagram and I got so many sweet messages of people defending me and saying how much they do appreciate me and love me and stuff. So it was really sweet and everything, but I definitely, I don't know. Like, I definitely just like, it's a lot, but I think that I want to have a conversation about it, because not only do I just want to kind of discuss some of the things that were talked about, but I also think it's a really interesting topic and conversation about just like kind of parasocial relationships, online figures, how to kind of navigate being someone who shares their life online, how to do it safely, how to just like, how do we, if you're someone that's online or even that you watch or you follow influencers or creators, but how do we create a better environment and a more, I don't know, like, do we just like dismiss it? Or I don't know, we'll have that conversation towards the end. But I just want to share, because I think first off, it's some of the stuff's funny and crazy. And also just like, I want to clear some shit up and talk about it. So let's get into it. Okay, let's start strong. This is the first one that was posted. This was a month ago, by the way. Someone just posted my name in this like niche Reddit forum, and it got 48 comments. So first we have an anonymous person that wrote, "It bothers me so much that she says she is Latina, but neither of her parents are. She says her dad is Mexican, but it's really just his far back lineage. Honey, don't be calling yourself the Latina Pamela Anderson. As an actual Latina born to two parents from Mexico that moved to the States from Mexico, it's obvious she clings on to this because she thinks it makes her exotic and that it is attractive to men. Either way, she knows the truth. Hey, Sophie, you can tell your followers whatever you want. You know the truth." First off, like, what? Like, she says her dad's like Mexican, but it's really just his far back lineage. Like, are you serious? Like, she doesn't know. Who knows my 23andMe? Like, I don't even know my 23andMe, first off. But second off, my dad is literally Mexican. Like, my grandmother, both my parents are from Texas. My grandmother, my sweet little angel grandmother, is Mexican. Her name is Lydia Garza. Her last name is Garza. That is a Mexican name. Like, why would I lie about that? You know, like, I visually look Hispanic. Like, I am, like I said, Mexican and Italian, and I have some other, like, European in there as well. Like, a little bit of Irish and a little bit of, I think, just, like, I don't know. I've never done a 23andMe, but that's what I know from my background, okay? My mom's very Italian. Her last name is Perello. Also, like, that I'm saying this to sound more exotic and attractive to men. How is being Mexican even, like, exotic? Like, I'm not saying I'm, like, this, like, foreign, like, what? Crazy to me. Okay, then also this girl says, "Also T, a while ago she made a Reddit page dedicated to herself and posted lingerie photos but pretended it was made by men who were fans of her and held her up on a pedestal. She recently took it down though." Like, what is going on? I've never been on Reddit in my life, really. Like, I'm not a Reddit girl. Like, I've never, like, that's never been, like, something that I've done. I don't even know where you begin to make something like that up or find it. And then for her to be like, "Oh, she took it down though." Like, no, you're just literally lying about that and creating it because obviously there's no page and that's never happened. So insane to me. And then the last thing is her edit. She said, "Yeah, also to second others here, there is not an original bone in her body. She copies everyone and she drops people like flies. The amount of people she's gone through this year says it all. After a while, you start to realize that it's probably her and not them." Okay. So first off, that's not original bone on her body. That's an opinion. If you think I'm not original, then that's fine. That's on you. I mean, like, I'm myself. I gain inspiration from so much. Are you kidding me? Like, I love that. I love that we can all gain inspiration from everyone. And not one person is completely original. I'd love for you to give me a creator or a person on the internet who is absolutely 100% original. Because everyone just gathers from other people. We're all ourselves mixed with all these other influences. Like, it's great. It's fabulous. That's how it should be. And then she drops people like flies. I haven't really dropped anyone this year besides, friendships I had in the beginning of the year that were, it was a mutual, it was like a thing, like an actual, event, an actual like whole different thing. I didn't just drop anyone. Like, I don't think there's anyone else I've just dropped, this year. So I don't know where that's even coming from either, because I don't show all my friendships. I don't show what goes on behind the scenes. I don't show every time I'm with someone. So for people to just assume that I'm dropping people like flies and that it's my problem is crazy to me, honestly. And then someone responded to that thread and said, that really makes me laugh because she tells that her page is 90% women, but her constant body checking, cleavage, sexualizing really makes me question that. She's lying about the female engagement or craves male attention so bad that she created a damn Reddit page to get it, or at least create the facade of having it. First off, I'm not lying about my female engagement. That's not really possible. So when I post that I have high female engagement, how would I lie about that? Like, that's just my engagement. And what's crazy is that, so you're like the constant body checking, cleavage, sexualizing. I do have cleavage. I wear a lot of sexy outfits. I do wear sexy outfits, and that's my whole thing. I mean, ever since the beginning that I was using Instagram, I like to dress like kind of hot. I like to wear like lingerie pieces and slip dresses. I also like to dress very tomboy and boyish, and I like to mix and match, and I like to play on the femininity of it, and I enjoy it. And so, of course, I'm not going to cover up or hide cleavage or boobs. Like, I don't understand why we have to Like, it's just, it's wild to me because it's like, I would never look at a girl who has boobs and who is wearing a top that's hot. I would be like, shit, like, if your tits are out, that's amazing. Love it. Huge fan. Like, why are we still shaming women for wearing certain things and thinking that just because I'm wearing a top that's low cut, that I am, like, doing it for the male gaze and I'm trying to, like, get all this male attention. Like, I get enough male attention. I'm satisfied. I'm fine, actually. And I actually just post outfits because I also want to empower other women and be like, hey, like, you should wear something sexy, too. You should feel good in your body. You should show off if you want to show off. Like, what's wrong with also wanting to look hot? Like, why are we so scared of women who want to look hot? Like, why is that such a bad thing? Because what's funny is that ultimately, at a very baseline level of human nature, we want to be attractive. So why are we all pretending like that's not a thing? Like, you are allowed to want to feel hot and sexy and good. Like, why would you shame someone for that? It's crazy to me. And honestly, like, I love having a female fan base, and I literally, like, my followers, like, the way that I talk about my period, the way I talk about my emotions, the way I talk about so much of my life, like, that is because I have a woman following. And, like, you think that men don't want to follow me because I literally am like, hey guys, I'm bleeding, I'm on my period, I'm having cramps. Like, I make content also for women. I am for the girls. Like, obviously, like, yeah, I will post outfit photos where I am half naked. That doesn't take away, they don't have to be mutually exclusive. Okay, then another person on this thread said, yup, the constant, my boobs are so big, is so funny to me. Girl got B cups and thinks she's the only one in the world. I never even say that my boobs are so big. I have a larger chest. Of course, that is fine. I'm not saying I have the biggest boobs in the world. Absolutely fucking not. But I actually, a lot of the content that I post about, like, these are sports bras that helps for a slightly bigger chest. Like, they actually help a lot of people. So I just can't believe that we're comparing, like, boob sizes. Like, it's not that, like, if I don't have triple F boobs, they're not big. Like, they're still big and they still feel like I can't wear certain things, or I have to, you know, adjust and they look a little strange in certain things. Like, I'm not like, oh my God, my boobs are so big. And I don't say shit about that. Like, unreal, unreal that we're, like, having to, like, that we're getting down the nitty gritty of, like, people are just judging me based on how I talk about my boob size. Anyways, I also always talk, someone said, some of us can't even get our damn sizes sore. It's not even fishing. The body checking thing is so unhealthy. That was the first thing I started to notice about her. It's the way she started out as a wellness account recovering from an eating disorder, gathering a similar recovery audience, and she fishes for compliments from that same audience. She brags about having to size way down in the pants. Now she's the size way above in the top because her boobs are so big. I've also never said that. I actually have to size up. I literally talk about my true size, which is a normal size. I'm not like, wow, I'm so tiny. I'm not tiny. I'm literally I have a normal, healthy body. I've actually talked about it, and this is what's so frustrating to me, and you can hear me getting frustrated, because I have been so, so open and vulnerable about my eating disorder, about losing all that weight, about gaining weight, about how happy it made me to gain weight, about how obviously I've had to go, I went up like 4 sizes because I got back to my normal weight, a healthy weight, and how difficult that was for me, how great it was, all the different fluctuations and how I felt about it. I have done so much work to be vulnerable and to be open and to share my experiences with all of this. And for someone to just then say that I'm fishing for compliments and I'm talking about my pant size and how, like, oh my God, I have to size down. Like, I have never done that. I'm not even talking about my body that much anymore. I'm kind of just like, these are the clothes I'm wearing. This is what I put on. This is how it is. Like, I've shared so much about my journey with this and how happy I am to have gained weight and the importance of it for me. And I just can't believe someone would go around and then just be saying this. Anyways, let's see. Someone also said, like, she's got people asking her how to grow a big butt and flat abs, or about how to get big boobs. But the thing is like, yeah, that is true. Like, I do work really hard to grow a butt. Like, why wouldn't I share that? Like, I work out in the gym. If people want to know how to grow a bigger butt, like, I will help them. It's so crazy because this is more of a conversation with social media in general, but you can take what someone's doing, right, by saying, like, oh, I'm trying to be helpful and share booty workouts that I'd like, right? And then someone will take that and be like, oh, she thinks she has a big butt. Oh, she thinks that she's, like, you know, I'm like, so are all fitness, are all, so are personal trainers then? They're just so high and mighty. They just think they're the best. Like, yeah, they are. They do know what they're doing. It's working for them. And they're sharing their information. That's amazing. If I work out my ass every day and it's working because I'm seeing progress and building muscle, then like, why wouldn't I share that? You know, I also always say it's genetics as well. I don't just go like, I'm not trying to sell someone a booty workout and pretending like it's all that. I literally talk about it. I'm so open. I don't know why all these comments, like they make me feel so, I get so mad because I'm like, I'm so open with everyone. Like, obviously these people aren't really following me or seeing my content every day because I post so much about my mental health, my past, my experiences with everything in life. How can you then just deduct this stuff that is not true? And that's just like such a generalization and such a nitpicky judgment, you know? It's crazy to me. Also, the body checking thing is crazy. A lot of people said this. Here's the thing. Has anyone ever taken an outfit photo and video? Because all I can say is that because I've been doing more fashion content, which makes me really happy and I love, the entire time that I'm trying to make a video, I'm trying to first off see how I look in the camera because I can't really tell and see because it's like I flip it. And second off, I'm trying to just see how obviously I want to look good for the video, right? That's the whole point of the video. I'm trying to like style outfits. So obviously I'm trying to look good. Obviously I'm just seeing how things are fitting. Sometimes like half the time it's me just adjusting something. I don't want to have a nip slip. I don't want to have an awkward, you know, piece out. I want to make sure things are cohesive and look good. And also for transitions, for like editing videos back, I have to make sure that I'm doing the right poses or saying the right thing. So like there's a lot that goes into video editing. That's not just me. I'm not just standing there body checking. I'm like literally making a video that is in turn checking how I look. So like, yeah, that is a thing. That's a thing when you're creating content. I don't think people are understanding that whenever you create content, the same whenever I'm making a makeup video, I'm making sure that my face looks good because that's what I'm putting out to 100,000 people. So why are we like tripping on like, I'm not body checking for like to make sure I look skinny. I'm body checking to make sure I look good in the clothing that I am promoting. Like period. Like what else? Like that's just whatever. Then people go on and on about like my second Instagram and like being authentic and discussions for the male gaze, which I'm not going to get into because people don't know shit about me and my perception and what I want, a male gaze and my second Instagram. So, someone said, I don't know why I was caught in the trap of idolizing her in a way as her content seems so grounded. Good to know it's all fake too. I need to get off Instagram. LOL. And then someone's like this. Yes. I'm glad people are trying to see her for who she is. And then someone said, okay, this is where it gets crazy. Some girl was like, I saw her in LA once this summer. She had been soft launching the new guy, but she was with the ex who supposedly she broke up with on Valentine's Day. There's a little tea for you. Tea aside, I like following her, blah, 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 blah. And then someone said, on top of that, here's some tea. My friend saw Sophia hang out with her ex-boyfriend all the time while dating the new boyfriend. Some girls who know her said she cheated on her ex-boyfriend with the current one. So what I gather is she's dating them both. And then another person said, I don't really like the hate and bashing on here, but I have some tea that the love letters she claimed were written to her from her boyfriend at the time during Valentine's were just her writing to herself only because the handwriting was very similar to hers. No boy would have the nice handwriting those letters had, LOL. Unfortunately, people do create things for content and clout, and I think younger people feel more pressure to create fake things. So there's a lot to unpack there. I think we start with the fact that people are seeing me out and like, it just feels so, I just hate that. I hate that. I hate that people were seeing me out and like seeing who I was with. And I mean, obviously it's just fucked. Like it's just so fucked because I don't want to share details about my relationships. And this, honestly, this kind of behavior and way that people are talking about my relationships, like they know anything about what's going on, it just makes me never want to share anything about a relationship again because I just think it's so wrong and so unfair. But the thing is, I notice that people, when we do this to celebrities, we do this to everyone. This is where parasocial relationships on social media come in because we people that follow, you know, we do this with celebrities, right? It's like we feel like we are attached to Kim Kardashian and whoever she dates. And so we're fishing for like, well, wait, Pete didn't get out of the car with her, so maybe she's not with Pete anymore and she's not talking to him. And wait, you know, she's wearing Yeezy and that means that maybe she's talking to Kanye again. And so we have this like attachment to who she's dating and what she's doing. And like, it really doesn't fucking involve us. So like, why are we don't know anything that's happening. We don't know about any of the phone calls and the texts and the conversations that are being had. And so to just assume this stuff and then to assume, to not be like, hey, like she verbalizes me, meaning me. People should look at my content and go, look, she verbalizes when she wants to share someone. She verbalizes whenever she's going through a heartbreak, and I share when I go through heartbreaks, and it's really hard to share, but I share them because I know other people go through it, and I know that being heartbroken is one of the worst feelings in the world. So if I could just make other women and other girls and feel like they're less alone, then that's my goal. So I don't, why would I share my heartbreak? That's, you know how embarrassing and how shitty it is to share that online? But I do it to be helpful because that's my main goal on my platform. So, you know, to then take, like I saw this summer, first off, I did not cheat on anyone, okay? I did not cheat on anyone. There was complications and there was a lot of weird things going on, and there was a lot of transitions from one boy to the next, and a lot of a lot of I'm not gonna go into it because I don't think I need to and it's private, but I didn't cheat on anyone and I haven't, and I obviously have talked about cheating on people deep in my past, 6-7 years ago. Keep that in mind, 6 or 7 fucking years ago. But currently, that's not what happened. And I can assure that whoever saw me out with whoever boy, it was obviously fine and okay for me and something that I chose to do. And that's all that matters, is that it doesn't really matter. What matters is that it doesn't matter to anyone but me and the people in my life. And I have chose to do the things that I do and have made very mature, very good decisions, and I stand by that. And I have no regret and no feeling of me doing something wrong and no shame in that. So I stand by that, and I just think that also the, oh my God, the handwritten letter thing is actually insane to me, because the fact that people think that I wrote myself letters to show, why would I do that? That is the most weird thing you could do. I shared those. I didn't share the actual, but I shared because I thought it was really beautiful and poignant that my boyfriend at the time did that. And actually, if you were following me, you would see how much he did that throughout my entire relationship with him. And he was very special and very, very, very sweet and would write me letters. I mean, he is a writer. Like, that is his love language. That is something that he has always done since I met him. He's written in a journal. He has been writing is something, is a way that he shares his emotions. And so of course he wrote me tons of letters. I just chose to share the one on Valentine's Day. And the fact that people think I wrote it is absurd. Also, it's nothing like my handwriting. So that's just like not even true. Anyway, so then people discuss more and more and more about that, whatever. So then we get into something very interesting. Let's see. Someone said, she's the worst. I started following her when she was at 50K. She admitted into buying followers, which I never bought followers. All my followers have been absolutely authentic, which is why you can see from my engagement and how much actual love and respect and loyalty I have. It's obviously not bought. I never said that. It's a fake claim. And how she hooked up with ASAP Rocky, and legit, every time she used to go on live, that was always the topic of her lives. Also, she's a social climber. Every friend she's had, she drops. She used to be friends with and her previous roommate, and the minute she moved out, she dropped her because of her new friends. When she went to New York City to meet up with Paige Sikorsky, she dropped her girl group, which one of the girls was she's plant-based on Instagram. They're no longer friends. That's when I realized that she was the problem, and it seems that she just casually used people, and once she's done, she drops them. Oh my God, there's so much here. I can't even, I'm trying to like talk about this stuff without getting upset or annoyed, but let's start out with how I mentioned hooking up with ASAP Rocky. That was a funny bit that I would joke about early on in my in my Instagram because it was funny. It was a funny thing. It was always like a classic story. I always had that as a joke with all my friends. Like that was like my thing. It was just hilarious. It was like, I would always joke that was like the peak of my life. Like I just like, that was it, all downhill. Like was literally a funny bit. A bit. Do you guys know what a bit is? Like I would obviously talk about all the time because it was a fucking funny bit. In no way, I've talked about how in no way, like I worked in the movie industry. I've been around famous people my entire life. I grew up here. It's not that fucking crazy. Famous people aren't even a big deal. Like it doesn't matter. They don't matter. They're just humans. I'm not going to be like, oh my God, I have to ASAP Rocky. I'm the best. Like, no, I'm not. That was also a very, really rough time in my life. And so I'm also just being self-deprecating and literally being like, wow, I can't believe I did that. That's also not a flex. Like, that's honestly embarrassing on me because I was nothing to him. I didn't matter. So why would I, like, I'm not trying to flex that. It was honestly just funny to me. Anyways, also, she's a social climber. Huh? I'm a social climber? Okay. And every friend she's had, she drops. Again, where are we getting that? I actually have all my friends I've had for the last 2 years besides one group that we keep mentioning that everyone is obsessed with talking about, and I will not get into it. All you need to know about if you're someone who's invested or have been invested in old friendships of mine is that we are no longer friends because we chose to separate because we were not aligned and on the same page and didn't want to be friends anymore. And that's that. That's literally that. And there's no other, she dropped it. It's just, that's what it is. And it's done. And I'm never talking about it again because it's actually unreal. But also my previous roommate situation, that's not true. I did not just move out and drop her. We are actually still friends. We are definitely fine. We weren't even that close of friends. We were mainly just roommates. Okay. My roommate I had like 2 years ago that whatever, we were mainly roommates. We weren't best friends. And so when I chose to move out because I wanted more space, I wasn't because of other friends. I had my other friends while I was with her, living with her. She got a boyfriend. She had other things going on in her life. She has a whole business. She was traveling. I started doing new things. My business picked up. Like we just, it's not like a drop or like a black and white intense situation. So we can move through relationships by just like, oh, like I just don't see this person as much anymore. They're doing stuff with their life. Like what is up with like, oh, she dropped her. She's like, they like had a crazy breakup. Like, no, we literally just aren't close anymore. Like, and then let's see. One of the biggest topics. So, I liked her content, but her mind, I don't know. She needs some real education. Like what? Her beauty is a privilege, but she's yet to acknowledge that on her podcast where she complains about being hot. When did I complain about being hot ever? Like when have I complained about being hot? Like you're taking me saying that I've been preyed on since I was young and harassed by men saying that I'm super hot. Like, no, that's not what I'm saying at all. Like I have been so vulnerable and sharing things that I share in therapy, like really intense things that happen to real young women. And I'm sharing, do you know how hard it is to share about sexual harassment and rape and abuse? Like it's very hard to talk about these things. And so for me to publicly share my experiences to then have people just think that I'm talking about being hot, I feel great about myself. Of course I think I'm hot. Of course, like, but I have such insecurities, which I've, again, talked about. I am just another 20-something-year-old who is trying to do her best and is trying to just, like, yeah, I feel hot sometimes. I feel ugly sometimes. I feel insane sometimes. I feel great sometimes. I feel sad. I feel heartbroken. I feel happy. I feel all these things. We are multifaceted humans. I am not someone who just, like, I think I'm so hot and great, and that's all. Like, it's crazy. Okay, then we have discussions on how the latest off-brand fake thing she's done is letting her image be used in a clothing launch by some guy, and the comments are all random men salivating over her. Like, thoughts, that's exactly what she didn't want with her audience. It really alienated me as a follower. It's odd because she wants to portray this image of health, but she doesn't seem healthy in real life at all. And then someone said, I think the guy who launched the clothing brand was her boyfriend. It seemed like that, but they just broke up based on Instagram recently, but I don't know. And someone said her ex-boyfriend launched Wet Dream Surf Shop. Some other guy, Joy Division, launched a line with her face and body on the shirt. And the one that hearts says, I heart SK. Funny that all these LA kids, that's what all these LA kids do. Okay, so like, the thing with the t-shirt was honestly just iconic and funny. And I'm like, hell yeah, I'm going to be on a t-shirt. I was this guy's muse, okay? Like, this guy is a very creative, brilliant, genius artist. And I was his muse, and he put me on a t-shirt. Like, it's not that deep. It's not that deep. Okay? And he was a really close friend of mine, and it was great. And he's a really special person, and I admire him, and we have worked together, and he's just, he's great. I was in a video, and I think it's great, but it was literally just his muse. Like, it's not that deep. Going back to the conversation I had previously, why is it so wrong to feel, like, it's just, this is all seems very, like, I don't know, it's crazy. And then people were saying, let's see, people were saying how, oh, can we talk about how she straight up lies about getting her lips done? Are you serious? I literally post, though, my dentist who does my Botox and lips, I literally post about it all the time. Like, where am I lying? Like, it's just that people aren't seeing my content, obviously, because if you were to see my content, you would see that I post about that all the time. I've never once said I don't have my lips done, or I've never had. I literally just talk about getting them dissolved. That's me. Like, I've always talked about getting my lips done. I was always, like, posting photos of me, like, getting injections. Like, it was funny. Like, what? Why would I lie about that? The craziest one, or the most insane one, someone said she's so toxic, psychopathic, and narcissistic. She released a podcast episode called Maybe I'm the Toxic One and shares how bad of a person she is. She's literally self-reported. Her ex-friends have kept quiet because they don't want the drama. That's the tea. Painful to listen to. She's really, yeah, proud of it for being narcissistic and psychopathic. It makes sense why all of her relationships and friendships end. Cheating on every one of her boyfriends, sleeping with her friends, boyfriends, and exes. Wow, not cool to be proud of your toxicity, babes. Karma's a bitch. So this is the last one, the last topic that I'm going to mention. And this one I think hurts the most because I made that podcast episode mentioning how I'm the toxic one. And it was one of the hardest episodes I've had to make because I, like everything I do, try to do, I was extremely, extremely vulnerable and extremely, extremely brave for sharing the negative parts of myself, my toxic traits, the things that I've done in the past, my vices, problems I've had. And I shared that, and I chose to share that, which, again, I know that I chose to share it. But I chose to share it because I know the way that I've gotten many, 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 many responses to that episode. And it's one of my most listened to episodes. Because why? Because a lot of us, a lot of humans, a lot of people our age have dealt with similar things, have cheated, have been wrong, have wronged someone, have been bad, have been manipulative, have been shitty, have been a bad friend. And if you're listening to this and you think you're a complete angel, then that's great. If you've never done anything to hurt anyone, if you've never done anything that goes behind someone's back, if you've never talked shit, if you've never cheated, if you've never done any of that, then that's amazing. And I just wish you the best. But humans do things. We make mistakes. We get into trouble. We lead with ego. We lead with greed. We lead with our heart rather than our brains. We're young. We get blindsided. We become stupid. We think we know what we want and we don't. And I chose to make an episode talking about my deep past, okay? When I mentioned cheating on boyfriends and being toxic and having toxic traits, most of it, my whole point of the episode, if you listen, most of it was me sharing the things that I did, sharing that it was in high school. I am now 25, so I don't know about you, but I am extremely different than I was in high school. And I mainly shared, the main point was that I have matured. I have gotten help. I have developed. I have taken ownership. I have been self-aware. And I now understand why I did certain things that I did, the medications I was on, my headspace I was in, how I have healed from that, how, you know, most of me doing that was a projection of my insecurities and my control problems, and how now that I'm older, I recognize my patterns. I've learned about myself. I've gone to therapy. I've worked on it. I don't do that stuff anymore. I take accountability. I take ownership of what I do. I'm trying to be a good person. I'm 25. I'm trying my best to be the best person I can be, the best adult, the best woman, the best eventual mother and wife and all of those things. And so for many people on this forum, and I'm sure more people that haven't been on Reddit but that think the same thing, I think, you know, you need to ask yourself, like, are you being honest with yourself? Because so often we are not honest with ourselves. And I think that if I can instill one thing through my platform, through my podcast, my Instagram, it's that honesty with yourself, even if it's fucking hard, even if you get backlash, even if people think you, you know, take what you say and run with it. But being honest and sharing that honesty, we just need more of that. We need more of that because the internet's fake. Social media can be fake. It can also be very real, but it can be very fake. People can be fake. And so creating more honesty wherever we can is so fucking important. And that's my goal. And even if it's outing myself, it's fucking real. And I've always said that I've come from a very dark past with myself, with my mental health, with so many struggles that I've had. And I talk about them, and that's my whole thing. And I'm never gonna stop sharing that. And so if you took that episode as me boasting that I'm toxic, I can't believe, like, how are you getting that? How are you getting that I'm boasting and happy about it and proud? I'm being aware. Do you know that that no one who's not actually narcissistic and psychopathic would dare admit to any of that shit? I don't think people that are writing this know anyone then, or know true narcissists or psychopaths, because people that are really like that would never in a million years admit that they're like that. They would never, or they would never publicly share it. They would never say that they're working on it and that they know that they're aware of what they did. Most people don't even think they have a problem, or they'll keep doing fucked up stuff and not even realize they're doing fucked up things. So the fact that I have awareness, even just being my age and being able to, again, share this shit publicly to God knows how many people, I think it's admirable, and I'm proud of myself for doing it, and I will not delete that episode or take it back. And I just think that, you know, to turn around and to take my vulnerability and my self-awareness and my truth and my honesty and make it this negative thing that I'm promoting toxicity and that I'm a bad person is crazy to me. And, you know, I also post so much sweet, wholesome content because I am a very sweet, wholesome, good girl. And I'm developing into myself. I'm developing into who I want to be on social media, on in real life, to my friends, to future partners. And I bring everyone along for the process and for the waves. And I share when I'm sad, I share when I'm upset, I share when I'm happy, I share what inspires me. Every single week I share journal prompts, trying to help people facilitate their own healing and growth. I share, you know, things that make me inspired, things that I think will inspire other people. And so I'm trying to instill healthy behaviors and good things. I'm not telling people to go out and buy a puff bar and drink all night and like stay up till 4 a.m. and go fuck their ex. I actually don't do that. I actually talk about the opposite things, and actually I'm extremely healthy still, and I have balance, and that is the healthiest thing you can have. So I think ultimately we need to stop putting pressure stop putting pressure on influencers and creators to be these perfect humans, because they're not gods. They're not perfect. And if there's people that do look perfect online, then they're probably more troubled than a lot of us, because it's all a facade. And so if you are only wanting to follow people that have these strong, perfect facades, and identities, then that is great. And I hope that you are getting inspiration and happiness from that. But I'm going to continue to be real and honest and do what I'm doing. And I just think that we, you know, need to just give people online a break, and we need to give them the benefit of the doubt. And I think that ultimately too, a lesson that I'm learning is that, you know, I normally don't take what people say to heart, and I normally just kind of do me and do what I need to do, and the rest will follow. But, you know, judgments happen on the street. They happen when you're waiting in line for coffee. It's about class and about, you know, money and about, you know, types and about, we assume so much about everyone all the time. And so I think social media just adds an extra layer of that. So I'm not tripping about it. I'm not worried about it, but I just think it's a good conversation. And I hope that if you're listening to this, you know, don't let this persuade you from sharing your truth and being honest. So with all of that tea reading and hate and me being upset, well, not upset, but like obviously you can tell that it's like frustrating and annoying. Just some tips, I guess, that I wanted to share. If you're online and if you're hesitant to be online because you're thinking, oh my God, people make assumptions about me and feel judged. It's like, how do we then, as people who are on social media, how do we create a safer space for ourselves? And so I think a few things that I've learned, one, don't read about yourself on Reddit. Literally don't do it. Like, don't search it. Don't look it up. Don't engage. Secondly, I think just give yourself grace. And I think also learn to really be yourself so that you kind of just don't overthink your decisions and your posting and who you are on social media. I try to just really not think too hard about how I'm being portrayed or being perceived, which is why I think whenever I hear these things, it really shocks me because I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't think of it that way, or I didn't think people could think that about me because I don't think that about myself, or I know I don't do these things. So it's like hard for me to then jump into someone else's head. But I think that keeps me sane. Like, I genuinely think I usually have a pretty good relationship with social media. So I would say that that's good advice, is to just try not to overthink who you are and who you are on social media. And then I think, too, just understanding that, again, like I mentioned, assumptions are going to always happen and people are always going to talk, and you can't really prevent it. You can only really worry about yourself. So I think just worrying about your own self, what you're doing day to day, and making sure that you're a good person and that you're happy with yourself and that, you know, you're taking care of yourself. I mean, that's all that matters, because you literally cannot control anyone else. And I think we want to so badly, and it's just like, it's not possible. So I think keeping those things in mind, and I think just not letting the idea that people can, I don't know, share your content, talk about it, have their own opinions, make you not want to participate. So I would say just go all out, go for it. Life is too short. You have to just do these things you want to do and be yourself, and people are going to hate, you know, and it's okay, and hate is okay. And I think it honestly made me realize some things that, you know, ways that I may have been oversharing and or over kind of stepping my social media boundaries and where I need to kind of refine that. So, you know, I'm learning too. And I think that all these things are learning lessons. So anyways, that's just my little bit of advice at the end of this episode. But I hope that this wasn't too intense and that I cleared some things up and everything. But I love you guys. I hope everyone's having a good week so far. And yeah, I will chat with you guys next week. Cheers.